This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A defense of U.S. President Joe Biden Tuesday called the U.S. airlift to extract more than 120,000 Americans, Afghans, and other allies from Afghanistan to end a 20-year war an extraordinary success. Though more than 100 Americans and thousands of others were left behind, Biden says his administration started asking Americans to leave Afghanistan well before this month's evacuation.
Since March, we reached out 19 times to Americans in Afghanistan with multiple warnings and offers to help them leave Afghanistan, all the way back as far as March.
He added the choice was to leave Afghanistan or escalate a war that already lasted a decade too long.
I was not going to extend this forever war, and I was not extending a forever exit.
Meanwhile, Pakistan's foreign minister is urging the international community to act to prevent hardship in neighboring Afghanistan after the takeover of the country by the Taliban. We get more from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Shah Mahmood Qureshi says it's in the interest of peace and stability for the world to remain engaged and not abandon Afghanistan, since more instability and a further exodus of Afghans fleeing the Taliban rule were not in the interest of the nation or elsewhere, Qureshi says. As this is a pivotal moment in Afghanistan's history, the international community must remain engaged and should not let economic collapse take place in Afghanistan. Qureshi adds Pakistan has facilitated the evacuation of more than 10,000 foreigners from the country since the takeover. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hundreds of thousands of Louisianans sweltered in the aftermath of Hurricane Ida Tuesday with no electricity, no tap water, precious little gasoline, and no clear idea of when things might improve. Long lines that wrapped around the block formed at the few gas stations that had fuel and generator power to pump it. People cleared rotting food out of refrigerators. Neighbors shared generators and borrowed buckets of swimming pool water to bathe or to flush toilets. The COVID-19 surge is stretching oxygen supplies and sending hospitals scrambling for more ventilators, even as there are signs of hope that the spread of the virus is slowing down in pockets of the United States. The oxygen shortages are yet another sign of the toll the summer COVID-19 resurgence has taken on the nation's hospital system. A handful of states, including Florida, Oregon, Hawaii, Mississippi, and Louisiana, have set pandemic record for the number of COVID-19 hospitalizations, and many hospitals are dangerously short of staff and intensive care unit beds. There is some good news. The country is averaging 155,000 new infections a day, but the caseload trajectory has slowed down dramatically from earlier in August. South African scientists have detected a new coronavirus variant with multiple mutations, but they're yet to establish whether it's more contagious or able to overcome the immunity provided by vaccines or prior infection. The new variant, known as C.1.2, was first detected in May and has now spread to most South African provinces and to seven other countries in Africa, Europe, Asia, and Oceania. That's according to research, which is yet to be peer-reviewed. The variant contains many mutations associated in other variants with increased transmissibility and reduced sensitivity to neutralizing antibodies, but they occur in a different mix, and scientists are not yet sure how they affect the behavior of the virus. Laboratory tests are underway to establish how well the variant is neutralized by antibodies. Ukraine's president is visiting the United States in hopes of bolstering security ties with Washington and persuading the administration to ramp up sanctions against a new Russian gas pipeline bypassing his country. President Volodymyr Zelensky has called the U.S. failure to block the construction of the Nord Stream 2 pipeline to Germany a grave political error. He is expected to again raise the issue during his talks Wednesday with U.S. President Joe Biden. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.